Good evening. Let's come to order. Please go on the record. I am Commissioner Kimberly W. Duffley. I now call for hearing docket numbers EMP 118 sub-0 and EMP 118 sub-1. On June 14th, 2021, Timbermill Wind LLC filed an application for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to construct a merchant plant wind energy facility with a capacity up to 189 megawatts to be located in Chowan County, North Carolina, and for registration as a new renewable energy facility pursuant to Commission Rule R9-66. This is the sub-zero docket. On June 28, 2021, the public staff filed a notice of completeness of the sub-zero application for CPCN for the proposed wind facility. On June 29, 2021, the applicant filed supplemental information regarding construction cost. On July 22, 2021, the Commission staff sent a letter to the State Clearinghouse notifying them of Timbermill's application for a CPCN for the wind facility. On June 21st, 2021, Timbermill also filed an application for a certificate of environmental compatibility and public convenience and necessity to construct an approximately 6-mile, 230 kV transmission line called the Timbermill Line to allow interconnection of the proposed wind facility to the existing 230 kV Windfall Mackey's transmission line operated by Virginia Electric and Power Company doing business as Dominion Energy North Carolina. This is the sub-1 docket. On June 22, 2021, the Commission issued an order scheduling public hearing, requiring public notice, and requiring clearinghouse review of the sub-1 docket. That same date, Commission staff sent a letter to the State Clearinghouse regarding the sub-1 docket application for a CPCN for a transmission line. On July 22, 2021, the Commission issued its order consolidating the sub-zero and sub-one dockets, scheduling hearings, requiring filing of testimony, establishing procedural guidelines, and requiring public notice. The sub-one and sub-two dockets were consolidated, and filings thereafter appear in both dockets unless otherwise noted. On July 30th, 2021, the State Clearinghouse filed its comments in the sub-1 docket indicating that no further review action by the Commission was required for compliance with the North Carolina Environmental Policy Act. On August 11th, 2021, the State Clearinghouse filed additional comments in the sub-1 docket requesting that a supplemental document providing additional information requested by the Department of Cultural Resources be submitted to the Clearinghouse for further review and comment. On August 25th, 2021, the applicant filed supplemental testimony for Jimmy Merrick. On August 26, 2021, the State Clearinghouse filed its comments in the sub-zero docket and requested that a supplemental document providing additional information requested by the Department of Cultural Resources be submitted to the Clearinghouse for further review and comment. On September 21, 2021, Timbermill filed an updated site plan for the project. On September 29, 2021, the public staff filed the direct testimony of witness Jeff Thomas. On September 30, 2021, Timbermill filed the affidavits of publication indicating that the public notices of the Commission required its orders had been published. On October 11, 2021, the Commission issued an order establishing remote procedures for the expert witness hearing to be held on October 27, 2021, during the ongoing community spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Numerous statements of position have been received and filed in this docket. This brings us up to the hearing before us tonight. In compliance with the State Ethics Act, I note that all members of the commission have a duty to avoid conflicts of interest and state for the record that I have no known conflict of interest with respect to the matters before us this evening. Please let the record reflect that no such conflicts have been identified. I now call on the parties to announce their appearances, beginning with the applicant.
Yes, Commissioner Duffley, Catherine Ross with Harpergo Adams and Bernstein representing Timbermill Wind. And with me tonight is Jimmy Merrick.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
We also have several Apex representatives, but in the interest of time, we won't put them all on the record, but thank you for being here this evening.
Thank you.
Good evening, Robert Josie with the public staff representing the using and consuming public of North Carolina. With me today is Jeff Thomas.
Thank you.
Engineer of the public staff.
Good evening. And do the parties have any additional matters before we begin?
No, ma'am.
No.
Okay, before we begin tonight, I'd like to say a few words on the process we will use. We appreciate you coming to voice your views on this important matter, and we welcome your testimony. Because the commission functions as a court, I cannot respond to your questions, but rather I'm here tonight to hear you and receive the evidence, your evidence, in the form of your testimony. If you have questions, please speak with the public staff who is a party in the case representing you, the using and consuming public. As far as logistics, when the public staff calls your name, you come forward to the witness stand. I will affirm you or swear you, whichever you prefer. And this proceeding will be transcribed by the court reporter, so please be sure to speak clearly and slowly. When you complete your testimony, the attorneys for the parties will have an opportunity to ask you questions, and then I will also have an opportunity to ask you questions. These questions are not meant to challenge you or embarrass you, but to make sure everyone understands what you're here to state tonight. You'll each have 3 minutes to give your testimony, which will begin when you start making your statement, not when you're stating your name and address. I will let you know, or actually, we have a timer here, and you'll hear the buzzer. She's going to be using her phone, so we'll all hear when your time ends. So, with that being said, I understand there are no opening statements. So, Mr. Josie, will you please call your first witness?
John Michener. Hope I said that right.
Good evening. What was your name again, sir?
John, J-O-H-N-M-I-T-C-H-E-N-E-R.
Okay, thank you. And do you wish to swear or affirm?
Ma'am?
Swear or affirm?
I can swear.
So place your left hand on the Bible, raise your right. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Could you please state your name and your address for the record, please?
All right, my name is John, J-O-H-N. M-I-T-C-H-E-N-E-R, John Michener at 1000 West Queen Street here at Edenton.
You may give your statement.
I first would like to welcome the commissioner.
Thank you.
And the essential thing I want to share tonight is that in the last 8 or so years that I've been aware of wind and its potential, and Apex as the proponent, they have shown themselves to be capable and flexible people with goodwill, with competence, to do what we're talking about. Wind energy has a future in this county, this country, indeed around the world. It's something we need to invest in. I showed my interest back in 2013, thereabouts, when I was one of seven that went up to Delaware to see the windmill and the lab there at the University of Delaware. They were measuring wind current, all sorts of things. So, and I also saw that there were some very nice residential housing close to the windmill. When we had hearings, the CUP hearings, there was a lot of concern about residential values and these declining. My experience is that this does not happen. If it does, it's only a small amount for 1 year. Things rebound after that time, and windmills in the backyard, as it were, are not a liability. I'd like to move on very quickly to talk about when Chowan County had the CUP. CUP stands for conditional use permits. These were held on about 8 or 9 different days, September, October, whatever, of that year. And they were very thorough. We were educated as proponents, presented their witnesses, they were critiqued, whatever. And the primary proof of that is not only the fact that we proposed amendments, which indicated we had been listening, but these amendments were accepted. For example, there was a lot of concern about noise levels, decibels. It came in initially at a 65 decibel proposal. I proposed we move it down to 50, which people said could be done. I said let's document it because there are those who don't believe that will ever be the case. So we set up a mechanism to do that, and without resistance in any way, shape, or form. And when all this was said and done, the lawyers spoke to the commissioners during those times at the end and said, you people really did a good job. I said, why are you telling me that? He said, because we do the same thing in other counties and they just listen politely. But we can tell that you were engaged, you were paying attention, you were thinking about the issues of the day, and you were trying to improve on the situation. So that's the kind of, in a nutshell, what brings me to saying this is a proposal that's worth endorsing. Thank you.
Thank you. Wait, hold on just 1 minute. We'll see if we have any questions.
Did you say you were on the county commission?
Yes.
And are you here today in your official capacity or just as a citizen?
I served on the county commissioner from 2010 to 2018. Previous to that, I served 12 years on the county school board. But the time from 2012 to 2018 was the pivotal time in which this proposal developed, in which it was heard by the commissioners of that day and time, in which it was refined, in which we experienced a setback when Senator Brown down from Onslow came up with his thing of putting everything east of I-95 in the freeze forever. That expired in December of 2018. Things have moved forward. The Department of Defense developed new criteria. APEC responded to those. They were up to the challenges. So we are here today. And I'm also moved by the fact that the census has docked Chowan County 500 plus people from the census 10 years ago. So we have great aspirations, good things we want to do for our people, and we have fewer resources. APEC offers a responsible way to move this county forward. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else, sir?
No. No questions.
Oh.
Thank you, Mr. Mitchner. You may step down. We appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Frank Sellers.
You want to swear or affirm?
I'll swear.
You swear? Okay. Left hand. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Could you please provide your name and address for the record, please?
Yes. Frank Sellers, S-E-L-L-E-R-S. 119 Bella, B-E-L-L-A, Vista Drive, Edenton, North Carolina.
Thank you. You may give me your statement.
Sure. I'm a 48-year resident of this county. Been here for a good while. Previously, I enjoyed a 40-year career as a scientist, an engineer, and a business person. And one of the things I've learned is to investigate. And that's what I have done, me and my family, regarding this project. And after a lot of investigation, we've come to the conclusion this project represents a tremendous opportunity to improve the welfare of this county, and I wholeheartedly support it. We will generate some jobs. Timbermill will generate some jobs, some well-paying jobs. It will contribute significantly to our tax revenue, which we need for schools, first responders, other government services in this county. I think, as John mentioned, I think the number is about 1,000 people we lost in the census, so our population is going down. I think it's very important to also point out that by endorsing or involving this county in this particular project, it shows that we're going to be on the right side of history, and that is to do something about climate change. And renewable energy will do that. So I'm very pleased with that. I also want to comment that throughout this whole process, which has been very long, Timbermill has done an outstanding job in bringing this project to its current state. I applaud their patience, their persistence, and above all, their professionalism. This is exactly what we need in this county. In all my 48 years here, this is the best opportunity I've ever seen for this county to move forward and to really significantly impact in a positive way this county. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Let's see if you have there any questions.
No questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Jean Bunch.
You want to swear or affirm?
I'll swear, yes.
Okay. Left hand, raise your right. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God.
Yes, I do.
Can you state your name and your address for the record, please?
Sure. My name is Jean Harold Bunch, and I reside at 954 Sandy Ridge Road in Tyner, North Carolina.
You may give your statement.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to make some remarks and welcome to Chowan County. A little disclaimer, if I may, please, is when I was kind of propelled to make some comments tonight, I thought that the meeting was at the old 1776 courthouse here in Edenton, and so I was going to play on that a little bit, as we were overlooking the beautiful Edenton Bay at the courthouse there. I wanted to point out that when I was a teenager 50 plus years ago, I was served as a actor, I reckon you would say, in the Edenton Tea Party, which was replicated the Boston Tea Party at that time. And it was some teenagers that gathered together in pilgrim attire, and we reenacted the Boston Tea Party. So as the Edentonian women at the time, 51 of them, swore to never drink tea again and to declare America's independence. From that experience, and many more in my lifetime, I developed a passion to become a community advocate for rights. if you would. So I know that our primary purpose here tonight isn't to talk about the historical significance of Choyne County, but I hope that you get to visit and enjoy our beautiful town. My husband and I, we have two adult children, one living in Alaska and one right here in Eaton. They have both blessed us with five grandchildren. I'm a Choyne County lifetime resident. You could say that I was homegrown and that my roots are deep here in Choyne County. And most of my extended family and my husband's extended family live right here in northeastern North Carolina. I'm a retired nurse, and for now I am a full-time tired grandmama, so with three small grandchildren. And I've served on the Eaton Choyne Board of Education for 12 plus years and presently serve as our Board of Education Vice Chairwoman. I've lived in Tyner for 40 years, and prior to that, my stomping ground was a community called Cowpen Neck, right here in Choyne County, and I'll let you figure out why it's called Cowpen Neck. I'll try to bring out my southern slang here. Eaton Choyne County is well-balanced and diverse with hardworking folks employed as boat builders, farmers, teachers, nurses, and the like. And keeping our young people here in Choyne County, in our neck of the woods, as you would call it, has become an increasing problem. In short, the tax burden falls directly on the people. It's paramount that we generate new tax growth. When, not if, but when Timmerville is approved, the county commissioners and the tax regulators will determine the tax revenue. And those projections at this point look really good. And as a citizen of Choyne County, that can be a game changer, where Choyne County folks can work, play, and earn and learn right here in Choyne County. Turbines are near to my home. The Apex Wind Energy, that is, will be right near to my home. I'll be able to enjoy the gracefulness of those wind blades, and knowing that I live in a county that is progressive and forward-thinking, that are good stewards of our environment.
Thank you, Mrs. Bunch.
Thank you.
Let's wait and see if there are any questions.
No question.
Okay, thank you. You may step down.
Thank you.
John Guard.
Do you wish to swear or affirm?
Yes, ma'am.
Left hand. Left hand, raise your right. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Let's see.
I want to thank the commission and the commissioners for allowing us here in Choyne County to have this opportunity to come and share our ideas about the Apex Wind Energy Project.
Excuse me. Sorry, do you mind staying?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My name is John Guard, G-U-A-R-D.
And could you please state your address for the record?
And it's 211 Wake, W-A-K-E, Avenue, Eaton.
Thank you very much.
All right. There are a lot of positives I feel about the Apex Windmill Project. I particularly tonight want to speak on the economic impact that I feel this this project can have on our county. My wife and I are 52-year residents of Choyne County, and of those 52 years, I spent 47 years associated with our public education system, 31 as a school administrator and 16 as a elected school board member. I recently heard a presentation that was given by a representative of Apex Wind Energy to our local Lions Club, and I was particularly impressed with the figures that were mentioned that there's a possibility that our county commissioners would be able to have an additional $800,000 a year in tax revenues that could be spent. And our county commissioners have recently approved a plan for a high school that is the price that I keep seeing in the newspaper is around $50 million. And our major tax revenue in this county is property taxes. And I could see a very positive impact that this project could have on that project itself. And so that is the major thing I want to support. I'm also a strong proponent of renewable energy, as others have said. And I feel like this will certainly add to the clean energy for our county, state, and nation. But I'm particularly interested in the economic impact this project would have.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions? Okay, Mr. You, no?
No.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Garr.
Thanks.
Patrick Flynn.
Thank you, Mr. Flynn. Do you want to swear?
I'll swear.
Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Could you please state your name and your address for the record, please?
Okay. Patrick Flynn. I'm at 1924 Paradise Road here in Edenton.
You may give your statement.
Okay. Timber Mill Wind LLC's county property taxes will be paid by Dominion Energy's 220,000 utility customers, as well as the cost for any energy it may produce. If the state's 100%, this is the long-term view, if the state's 100% green energy plan is implemented, phasing out gas and coal plants by 2060, North Carolina will suffer a serious sticker shock. Here's why the Utility Commission should not approve Timbermill's Certificate of Environmental Compatibility and Public Convenience application. Another green energy straw that could be placed on the NCUC camel's back. North Carolina consumes 253 million BTU per capita yearly. This is the EIA.gov site. This equals 7,415 megawatts of electricity for each individual, according to those statistics. Wind energy would require every North Carolina citizen to offset over $1 million billion to build enough wind turbines to generate an equal amount of energy. And I've given the number here, $1,838,928,727,682,540. Using current new wind facility construction costs, this is the cost for the Apex project listed in their documentations. That's a one with 15 zeros following. This amounts to $965,126,981 for each of North Carolina's 10,453,948 citizens, recoverable in future utility billings. The land area needed to host these turbines is 7.2% of the state's usable land mass. But wait, wind developers prefer industrial-scale turbine sites in rural areas. This means 26.7% of North Carolina's usable farmland area will be needed to host the turbines necessary to meet our energy requirements, beginning with Timber Mills' 8,500 acres from their economic report. Alternatively, the number of 300-watt solar panels needed to generate the energy North Carolina consumes is 16,910,920,155, with a minimum cost of over $3 trillion, and a square footage of 6,452 acres. That's approximately 18.6% of North Carolina's land mass would be covered with solar panels. The certificate should not be approved, and the application should be rejected. I hope the utility commissions will acknowledge the federal law I referred to in my petitions, which are now considered public comments.
Thank you, Mr. Flynn. Are there questions for Mr. Flynn?
No.
Mr. Flynn, I do. Would you like this submitted as your exhibit?
Yes.
So I'm going to identify and mark this for submission as Mr. Flynn exhibit number one.
Do you need any more copies?
No, I think we have enough copies.
Okay.
Thank you for coming out tonight.
Jeff Smith.
Right. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Could you please state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Jeff Smith. I think everybody's been having trouble with last names, S-M-I-T-H. I live at 2324 Virginia Road, Edenton. I am a local farmer, and I am a landowner which has land in the Timber Mill Project.
Do you have anything further you would like to say?
You ready?
Yep, we're okay. Ready. We're ready when you are.
Okay, I'd like to thank you for coming here today to give us the opportunity to do this. And I'd also like to thank you for doing this here in Edenton rather than us having to go to Raleigh. We appreciate it. I know it was a bad ride for you, but it's a lot easier ride for us.
No, it was actually a quite pleasant drive, and it's a beautiful city here. So I've enjoyed my afternoon with your lovely city of Edenton.
Well, thank you. As you know, however you feel about alternative energy, with the governor's and the president's mandates, it's going to happen. It's just the way it is. As you know, Chowan County is a Tier 1 county, which means we're one of the 40 poorest counties in the state of North Carolina. Timber Mill will become the largest taxpayer in Chowan County. Our commissioners will take this money that they're going to get and deliver it back to the taxpayers of the county rather than looking at it as another extra bunch of money to spend. But it's every farmer that has a piece of land in the project is going to benefit from the actual project, but also every other citizen of Chowan County will benefit by this money going into the tax base and hopefully lowering our taxes. I'd like to thank you again for coming here to Eaton. We hope that you got a chance to stay here and enjoy the county and enjoy the Chowan County. It's full of history. It's wonderful. We have, you know, signers of the Declaration, signers of the Constitution that have lived here in Eaton. I'd also like to say that when I was a boy, it was Chowan County was called Historic and Progressive Chowan County. Well, the history is still here. We're still historic, but we haven't been progressive like we should be in a long time. I think the Timberville Project will put us back on that progressive state, and we'll be proud of what we have here again.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Are there questions for Mr. Smith? Have a good evening. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Commissioner Dudley, that's the last person we have that has signed up.
Okay, out of an abundance of caution, is there anyone else in the courtroom that would like to testify tonight? Please step forward. Okay, hearing none, this evening has come to an end. We thank everyone for coming out tonight. Your testimony is transcribed. You'll be able to find it on the NCUC website, and we are officially adjourned for the evening.